Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Okay.
But today's daf, every daf is halakha l'maaseh. So today hopefully we'll have a chance to really discuss the crux of the isser of Magen Yayin and the reasoning behind it. We never really touched on it. That's my fault.
No
but what? No we pun. Never touched on it. Yeah, it's very negative. Yeah.
Very negative.
You didn't really. There's Kiva Akers, there's Rush, there's Ramban, there's a Rashash
so
today.
It's a bigger Kiva Akers about the guy in Nessa for Maga. Maga is not the Nesaya. Maga is not the Nesaya.
Right, so we're going to discuss that, hopefully, give a nice season finale.
Where are we?
Say goodbye to the parrot. What daf? We're on daf Samach Aleph today. I'm taking a hint from Mishnah. I've got to get started. So we'll talk about that hopefully. This parrot, it's fine. You really need to learn it again to get it clear. But let's start. L'zecha nishmas Miriam bar Shmuel Aleha Shalom. L'zecha nishmas David Mordechai bar Shmuel. Olav Hashalom, L'zecha Nishmas Zev Ben Avram, Olav Hashalom. Today's daf is Daf Samach Aleph. We're actually at the two dots on the bottom of Samach Aleph Beis. So today I would love to just get through the daf and then come back to a Rashash. The Rashash, a Rashash, I think that is very very relevant. Halacha Maisa to the Perek. He says things to Rashash. You know how the Rashash was printed, by the way? They didn't want to put him in the back of the Gemara, but he said, you know what, he was a very wealthy person. He said, I'll pay for printing of the Shas as long as you put my commentary in there. And that's how he got in there.
He was the Rashash called in Vilna.
Right?
He's a very powerful guy. But he's a huge, huge talker. I mean, the guy he asks every great question. He is just incredible. He ran the whole community.
I mean, it's a...
Yeah, I don't think that's what happened. Is that what happened?
Is what I heard. I don't know.
Nah, he was huge. But he was a contemporary. Now, they say that the one who was Magia did from the Shas was the Cheshek Shlomo. And he did it from memory. Can you imagine?
All right, fine.
He used to sit there and do it from memory.
Samach Lamed Beis, all right? Notul Chavetz V'Zorka B'Chamosoi, the Bor, Zeh Yemaisa V'Hechshevu. So we have this another case of Yayin Nesach, which are a possible case of Yayin Nesach, where a goy took a barrel and threw it in anger, which is important, okay? He did it, in other words, Shaloi B'Kavona. He threw it in anger. He didn't intend to be Menasseh. Just threw it in anger into the pit, which had wine of a Jew in it. And the question is if his zrika of this barrel could influence the wine to the point that it'll make it usher, well, b'chor b'shtir, not b'anah. Well, this is, worst it is that it's koichai b'kavona, really. So, koichai b'kavona, we have different, the Ravid holds koichai b'kavona usher and hanah. Rashi, there's two different gersois. Yesterday, Rashi said it's usher b'shtir. But some have different gears, Rashi also talk about it. But over here, it wasn't the Kabbalah. It wasn't the, well, the worst it would be. It would be Kaisa to throw it into the, but he threw it in anger. And it was Motu Bishtiya for that reason. Om Ravashi explained, Kol Shabazov Tome. Any case where a Zav touches something, or a Zav would make something Tome, then by Ovi Kachav Moisiyayin Nasa. Then by a Goy, you would make it into Yayin Nesach. And Rashi right away says over here, we're not talking about the halacha of Hesed. Rashi, look at Rashi. Posted himself coming. Loi Ayu Rab Ashi the Hesed Klal. El B'Magra. We're not talking about where, you know, of course, a Zav. What's a Zav? Zav is the question, really, what a Zav is. But there's some secretion from the body, from emission from the body. Is it carriers or not? The Rambam seems to hold that it is, just at least by a woman. All right, but Pasha's a different emission from the body makes it a tumah, and that's what a zav is. Zav comes from the word flow, right? So the rule is over there, we're not talking, Rashi Gravashi says, the rule here at least, is we're not talking about Hes. El B'mag. Talking about touching. Right? Also, Hashmi Inan, El Azor, Kwebet, Kichav, Deloy Azor. He's not saying a rule, an ironclad rule, that any time a Goy or a Zav is Mitami, he's Yayin Nesach, because there are plenty of cases of Tumma that there wouldn't be Yayin Nesach, that a Zav makes Tumma, like, for example, Hesed. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Gedarim of touching. And Rav Ashi is explaining, he's saying only coming to say that Zerika, throwing something, will not make an Isra of Yayin Nesach similar to a Zav. And Rashi explains, any maga of a Zav that makes something tameh, whether he touches it with his hand, or with a stick, or a reed, changes over here by Yayin Kli. Oh, the Matam of the Zav. Apa Yayin Nasab Kachayin Nasab. So if the Zav would make it in a way where it would be Yayin and a Kli and it would become Tomei, it becomes Yayin Nasab. Going out of the Gab is Zav, Ben Shinaga by Zav Mamish, Ben Bekone, Tomei. So for example, Rashi says, Murdik Athingi, Rashi says that if a Zav touches someone through medium, that's called Nagia. And that will make the person tame. Afa yayin shenaga bebekom. Baby yod ebein bekom. Bekone. Nasa yayin neset. Rashi here says an unbelievable thing. Rashi says that a zav, that would have thought this. A zav is metame benegia. Whether it's his hand directly or through a kone. Tasis, I think, argues on this. See Tasis over here. So Rashi here says that if there's a nagiyah through a kana, then that makes a tumah. That makes a tumah. The same thing would be true by yain, and that's the only point of Rabash. Nothing to do with moving or anything like that. So that's what he's saying. Kosher b'zav kana b'chom moisi yain. That says kosher b'zav tahar. For example, the zav throws something, then there wouldn't be an issur of tumah, of course, and therefore b'avik b'chom mein moisi yain. And therefore it wouldn't make So what's Rashi saying? Rashi's saying that if the Zav isn't a Tamei by, for example, Zrika, Zav doesn't make something Tamei by throwing something at, say, he takes a keys, set a key, and throws it at a table. I don't know. That wouldn't make the table Tamei. He has to touch it. Rashi says either directly with his hand or with a stick or something.
Wait, one second.
But so too over here, by the case of Yayin Nesach, if the guy throws something into wine, then that also will make it into Yayin Nesach. What was the question?
That was
Maga, Yidei Dabaracha. That's different. The question over there, if it's Asur Bishtiya and Hano or not, right? But that's, yeah.
So that's
it would become Yayin Nesach. No, that's true. That's true, yeah. Maga bein like a zav, 100%. The Chiddush Rashi is saying over here is that the zav is metame through maga, even if he's just touching, he's not touching it directly. After that, I looked up this, can someone argue, some argue on that? Okay, but that's his point over here. Eisevei Ravuna Ravashi. Ravuna asked Ravashi, not ala sachavis v'zorka from our Mishnah, not ala sachavis v'zorka b'chamosloi l'bor. If someone, a guy takes a barrel, he's angry, and he throws his barrel, the chamosay, in anger, into a bar. This was a story that took place in Beis Shan, and they were machshirit. And the Mishnah says, v'chamosay in, so v'chamosay loy. Only if he threw it in a fit of anger, does it not become Yayin Nesach, it becomes Mutar B'Shtiyah. But if he intends to throw it, meaning over here, in the case of the Mishnah, he had no intention to have it go into wine. He couldn't care less about that. He just wanted that barrel. He just wanted to throw that barrel. Right? He was angry. So then, fine. Doesn't make a problem. Mutar b'shtiyah, 100%. But let's say he had kabbana to throw, regular zrika, to throw it into the wine. In that case, shloi b'chamasai, loy, then it would become asur b'shtiyah, even though we know Azrika doesn't make it into Tumah, right? Like we just finished saying.
I think we're in a battery.
It doesn't make it into Tumah, right? So that's a kasha in Ravashi. And the Gemara, no. The Mishnah, which seems to say, does imply that if it was done bikavona without chamosoi, that it would make it into yayin eser. It's talking about not where he threw it. Look at Rashi. He was rolling the barrel. He was rolling the barrel constantly. Right? He's actually bringing it into the pit. He's not throwing a pass. He's not passing it. He's giving a handoff. He's handing it off into the bar.
Playing soccer.
No, but he's using his hands. He's saying soccer with your hands. What do you mean the gear? No, we're talking about the yayin in the bar, not the barrel. The yayin in the bar. So the yayin in the bar, the force of the guy influences the yayin in the bar. Just over here was done through his rika, and that's where it says Rashi is not a problem. So here it's different. He actually went up close to the bar. And this is called Zrika, the Zrika Merachik, and then Zrika Bakarov. He's right next to it. He's right next to the bar. He drops the barrel into the bar. That's right next to it. So there's a chash. Rashi says, Tashina Domomega. He might have touched the wine in the bar as he was dropping, as he was handing off the barrel. So that's a new halacha. Okay, yeah, maybe it splashes up. He touches it, and then it falls back inside. Well, yeah, in that case, when he's drinking the straw, similar. So that's what he says, and that's the place he brings this. He brings this Gemara written before. Place says, by the case of the Yain and the Salad, place brings this before. All right, let's see the next mission. I'll try to get through the doc and then maybe come back to what we were mentioning before. Hamatar Yenesh of the Kachavi. We quoted this before. This Mishnah over here has to be reconciled with what Rashi said yesterday. This is the big thesis over here. We'll try to get just a basic shot. And maybe I'll just mention the Kasha Lurshash before we get into this Teretz once we read this part of the Mishnah. Amatar Yenish Levi Techov, if someone is being a Tahar, it means purified, but it means the Jew is producing wine in the property of a Goy. So he has the Goy, all belongs to the Goy. Okay, belongs to the guy. Great juice. And his goal is to produce this wine and to buy it. Well, yeah, there's a mashkiach. Yeah, he's watching it. He's making wine in the vicinity of the Jew is making wine in the vicinity of the non-Jew when he doesn't own anything yet. But he's gonna buy the wine. Question is, the nice solution, so he says he puts in the property of the guy. Question is, can he now, is there a chashiyah in Esek over here? Is it a problem that we have to worry that the guy either touched it or poured it? So like this. The bias of the suach and shul sarabim. If the house where the wine, the grapes are being pressed, the wine is being produced, is open to shul sarabim. So meaning what? Meaning it's in public view. So be'ir sheyesh bo'ev d'chav mi'yisr elim. If it's a city. It's Pesuach Rishus Harabim. Pesuach Rishus Harabim. It has to be in Rishus Harabim. It's Pesuach Rishus Harabim. We'll see in the Gemara also, it doesn't have to be Mamash Rishus Harabim. Gemara's going to say if there's a window. The point is that it's in the view of Yisrael. That's really the main point over here. It's in the view. What?
Somebody has to be looking or it's just...
No, it doesn't. We'll see. Wait. Lucy doesn't have to actually be looking.
He is doing it. The physical. That she's doing it.
Yeah, but there are times where he doesn't see it the whole time. So we'll see. We'll see. So right now we have a city mixed with Yidden and Jews, and therefore the rule is if it's open then in the public view, so then it's mutter. Rashi explains the mirsas levi kachav below nagah. As she says, because the guy is afraid and he's not going to touch it, not going to do it. The Omar Dilma Chazal Yehanech Yisrael. Rashi says here. They're gonna see me touching the wine and they're gonna start talking amongst themselves, letting the person who is matar the wine know that this wine is forbidden. And I'm gonna lose out on the sale. So therefore he's afraid, he's not gonna touch it. So that's what it is. Now, look at Rashi. Rashi continues, the same Rashi. Rashi says, "V'afilu eimatech l'chayisim shalom." This would be true even if it's not secured and locked in a place with the Jew having the lock. It's in a place which can be, the guy can come in there and touch it, yet, not with a lock and key, yet it's going to be mutter because of Mirsus. The problem is, if you look at Rashi says mutter. If you look at Rashi in Samach on the Bings, it's about a third from the bottom. It's about 10 lines, 12 lines from the wide lines in the Rashi, the bottom set of wide lines. Rashi has Samach on the base mutter. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Yesh machteach eichos in b'yad Yisrael." A condition has to be that he actually has the machteach and the choisim. That it has to be locked, sealed, and locked, and the Jew has the key for it to be mutter. I'm just to steal. What's the bach? Oh, the Bach and Tal. Yeah. So the Bach, right. So the Bach brings this up, yeah. And Tosis really says, and there's a Tosis here, which again I probably should have said in the beginning, I didn't know it till now, so but the Tosis says over here that there's really in this entire parak there were two versions of Rashi. Two Maduras. And that's why we have different. Even yesterday, we had this question about Rashi's gears of Kosher B'Tavon and Kosher B'Tavon. It's also about no Asur B'Shtiyah. They had two different versions of Rashi. Here, Rashi says the Mishnah, which says in the Rashi that if a bayis is open to Rishus HaRabim, it's going to be mutter if the ear has Yisraelim. And Rashi says even without a lock and key that the Jew has, as long as the Jew owns the wine. Rashi doesn't say that. It has to be where he says it's Tabalti. Like we said yesterday, but there is no halacha of having a lock and key. And yesterday, Rashi Samachombe says that it has to be a nation that has a place in the Yad Yisrael. So this is,
the action is pretty set. It says more than lock and key. It has to be placed in also the contrast of lock. But it's, the seal. Lock and seal.
No, that's what it means.
These terms are like a place of Adam up there.
Yeah, that's so
both.
Both. You're asking about death, the place.
Sometimes we bought me before. Right. Well, does it mean that's my question? It's a very big not. Is this conjunctive or disjunctive?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it means a lot. I mean, the way it's. This is really the Rabbeinu Tam. It's really the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam learns like Rashi from yesterday. If you look at the Tosis on Samach Aleph now, about it's six lines from the. In the wide lines, if you see the Tosis,
that's right.
So that's the Rashi. Rabbi Tam is like Rashi and Samach on the base, not like Rashi and Samach Aleph on the Aleph. Look at the Ran. The Ran is a whole Arichas over here. But that's the point is that you see Tosis, right? You see Tosis has two different versions of Rashi.
Is Rashi resided or?
No. Rashi has different maduras. We know Rashi is a madura kana.
Because he wrote it.
He had different. I think there were seven of them. Yeah, they. I remember reading seven maduras or something. Yeah,
everything
of his pure from childhood.
You read.
Them.
I talked to Rashi.
He
didn't play pickleball. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oops. You never.
Sharp as a rubbish.
Yeah.
Very good.
But I think on the other hand, he had to operate his point.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
They
wouldn't let him at the course, please.
You ever had Reverend Sutton?
Reverend Brown? Yeah.
Brown, something to the mess or something. Like every
constantly editing that.
It's editing, again.
Yeah.
It's small
things. Never ending.
Wait.
All right. So that's very important to some shot. But here's the question. So I want to mention the question of the Rashat. What's the scenario here? The scenario is the Jew is pressing wine in the non-Jew's Rashat. Who owns the grapes?
The
guy. Now, he might say to him, it's Tabalti, you could do whatever you want with it, but the grapes, the wine, at this point, belongs to the guy. Right? The Rashash asked, Forget about the question if he did touch it, he did not touch it, does he have a lock, does he have a key, is it the, everyone can see it. It's a halach of stam, that's the halach of stam yedim. A Jew, a guy who owns wine, his usher, even Bahanoah. Why? Often I say it, you might, the whole question, you might come to be Mirago, the Chasnos. This is a classic case of stam yedim. So forget about that whole question.
Touching, not touching.
This is the Rosh Hashanah's question. So what do you see? Rosh Hashanah continued. Probably the one.
Where's the Rosh Hashanah? I'm looking for it now.
Look at the Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Hey.
Nun Hey. Okay.
This is, I think, I just while I'm saying this, this Rosh Hashanah is the longest Rosh Hashanah I've ever seen. Yeah. Usually he's 1, 2 lines, 3 lines. This is like 15 lines. So the Rashash, wow. I don't know if I could do the whole thing now, but the Rashash asked this question on Daf Nun Hey, and he says, well, what do you see from here? Let's say you have a case of Stam Yayin, Stam Yayinim, where there's no question that there's going to be a Nisach. Let's say you have a case of a guy owning wine where there isn't a Chash Nisach. There isn't the suspicion that he will touch it. Let's say, for example, our case. Jew, the guy owns the wine. Kosher, yeah. But the Jew either has the lock and the key, or there's people seeing, whatever. Yeah, it's a benichnas. No shas niso. Where will there be a problem of stam yedim? What's a major nafkamina? Let's say, or what we do, someone sells his wine with the chametz, mechiras chametz.
He doesn't say it.
Yeah, you sell your wine. Yeah. And there's a whole shayla of yayin sarf also has a din of yisim, whatever. But let's say you sell your wine with the chametz. Now, where's the wine?
Yeah.
It's in your house, in your wine cellar with some of the high-end people over here. And the wine cellar, the wine fridge, it's in my study, right? Right, Jonathan? The wines that you get from your clients. No, the wine you get, your clients give you wines, probably a cluster of the wines. You leave them in your cellar.
Let's have the train one back into the
air. I knew he has high-end wines. But they're in your wine fridge. No one's being menace with them. Right? So they're locked. You have the lock. You have the key.
And they have a seal.
They're closed. Right? But it belongs to a non-Jew. Does that have the din of Stam Yedim or not? So the Maisa were Mekel, of course. This is where it's relevant. So you have to say, and this is where maybe we'll get to at the end of this year, maybe, that what exactly was the Isra of Stam Yedim? What was the din of Magayayim? Was one out of B'nai Seyem? Was one out of Shem and Nisaseh? Do you need both reasons? Do you need one reason? And this is where the Rashi says, it's Machlokes B'Shayim. If you have Stam Yedim, if you have wine owned by a non-Jew, where there is no chash nisuch, well, there is a problem potentially when I say it, because it's owned by a non-Jew, does that make it usher or not al stam yedim? And that's what he says in Machlokes Rishonim. He says the Rambam holds, that it wouldn't be usher. You need to have a chash nisuch. He says from Rashi, this is the whole Narashach, from Rashi you see that there doesn't have to be a chash nisuch. For there to be an Isra of Stam Yedim. But then the Rosh Hashanah says the parrots. Maybe everyone was thinking this. I was actually thinking this. If anyone wants to know, if they are. But here it is a little different, right? Because over here, the wine is not, yes, it's owned by the non-Jew, but who's producing the wine?
He never even sees it.
The wine is being produced by a Jew. Fine. The guy owns it. But when we say there's a bit of Stam Yedim for there to be Usr, it has to be that the guy produce the wine, or in some involvement, something like that, for it to even have the halacha of Stam Yedim. But if the Jew is the one who creates it, yes, it's in the ownership of the guy, fine. But he's the one who creates it, it can't have the halacha of Stam Yedim. He brings the same concept we have by Pas Akum, and Bishal Akum, and all of those things, same concept where it's completed by the Jew, there would not have a problem potentially of those assumed. The same thing he said potentially would apply to the Stam Yedim. That's what the Rosh Hashanah says.
It's not the Rosh Hashanah, I mean, that's the Mishnah.
Well, yeah.
It's not the Chiddush of the Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
The Mishnah telling us.
Okay. Right. So, yeah, but you could learn the Mishnah means that there's a din like the Sheikh of the Rambam. that there's only a problem with Stam Yenim when there's a Chash Nisuch. That's the other way to learn.
Why is Bible relevant with this? Why am I here that the Goy had any title never in his property, but attached it?
Because if you're being nana or you're drinking from wine owned by a non-Jew, it ends up being gemarba when I say it.
Yeah,
this has to do with rishus. It has to do with the ownership of the wine.
It ends up being what? It becomes
relevant. Yeah.
Wine.
Yes.
I mean, this is similar.
It all starts from wine, right? I don't have to be told them knew what they were saying.
But you listen,
you
don't
have to
be
with
him.
What?
I go into the store, I buy the wine.
Okay.
Which is produced by Mr. Jones, owned by Mr. Jones.
Okay.
And I'm drinking it in my house.
Okay.
Why is that the problem?
So you have a question in the Takan of Chazal.
Okay, say that you buy the immigration store.
The wine.
The store is another thing. That's another question. Right. So that's
same thing. How do you buy
it? No, it's a little different. The store is different. There he's tashish for his reputation. It's a whole different thing.
That's
a different hat to the store. One in the store. I see tashish. Tashish brings the hat.
You can't change my question. My question is, what is the kind of buy this or on the ship?
It was on buy this.
Why
not? I'm drinking a guy who owns the wine. I'm drinking it. So that's going to lead to what I'm saying.
I'm not with him.
But you're connecting with him. You're connecting with the guy. Connections to non-Jews through wine leads to what I say. You're asking them a chazal.
He's
running out of battery.
You bought the one. He's
running out of battery. You could say like plug or the chazal where you know, the worst things came through wine. You know, right as soy to the kukula, they say, Yazar Asim in Ayayim. See a woman explode in front of you, and you're going to drink more wine. I mean, if you drink, maybe cream of lager or something, maybe that won't lead to what I'm saying, but, we shouldn't whine about it too much.
It'll cause more Ava, that's going to cause Ava. You're making people wait.
If you drink cream of lager, you need to start a problem.
All right, let me get invited. All right, I'm sorry,
John. John says, right, cream malaka will not lead to B'nai Sayyid. He's 100%.
That's not John's
giving. That's Shmuel Aretz giving. That's
Shmuel Aretz.
He's
100%.
Yes.
Which Rashi?
You read about the nurses Kabbalah.
He owns the wine. Fine, but the problem with Sam Yenim was the guy owns the wine. Look at the Rashash. I don't know if you have it, but the Rashash is not good.
It's a beautiful Rashash. I just looked at it.
You saw the Rashash.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. I didn't see it before. You tell it to me now. I looked at it now.
This is
with bread and butter. I mean, it's very basic.
He brings the Rambam. But we'll see, Mir Tashem, and Kivager, and the Taz, and the Ramban. This is getting into the Kishas of
Yahinessa.
About time we got to it, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Now that we agree to everything I just said, let's continue the Mishnah. All right. Shagul Ivet is Chavim Asa. But let's say the city is completely inhabited only by non-Jews. No Jews allowed. In that case, then it's going to be usher. Because why? He's not afraid. Until you appoint a watchman to make sure he doesn't play around with the wine. Yeah. Name Hashem Mitzvah to Yosef Mishaber, like we just said, doesn't have to sit there and watch the whole day. We know Yosef Nichnas. The guy is afraid. He's not sure when. He comes later, comes here. It has to be non-scheduled, of course. A non-scheduled visit. Otherwise, he knows when he's going to come. So we'll see that tomorrow as well. And that's the halacha of having a shun.
He's afraid of the business.
I mean, Rashi seems to say that. Yeah, he's afraid of the business. Right. Yeah. He's like, yeah, he doesn't have Yerushalayim, you know. Yeah. Yeah. So
he has an issue of touching.
Well, he does. A touching, he doesn't. That's right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. He doesn't have Yerushalayim yet. So there has to be, so Rashi says, the business. What do you mean? Of course. That's what runs the world. Okay. When Shimon ben Elazar Oymer, Shimon Elazar says, Rishus had the Kham Azati. He says, Rishus of the Goyim is one Rishus. Not sure what that means. We'll see in Gemara what he's coming to say. Hold on, hold on. Next case. Let's say he's Matar Yenish of the Kachavim, again, same case, producing wine, and Rishus of the Goy, Menoshin Bishusoi. And then the guy, he sort of transfers ownership to the Jew. He says, listen, do whatever you want. I trust you. You're going to pay me later on. It's as if I got the money from you. You can now do whatever you want with it. In that case, it's mutter, because now it belongs to the Jew. It belongs to the Jew. The guy doesn't want to touch it or play with it because it doesn't belong to him.
He leaves it there,
but now it's owned by him. Like we said yesterday, but if the Jew has no right to take it out of the Rishus of the Goy, unless he gives money, so the non-Jew holds it as his own, in that case, but also they said it's going to be Osir. And again, you have to reconcile the Reish and the Seifa. So Rashi says, the Seifa, in this case here, the Seifa is going back on the Reish and saying, that when you have either an ear that has a Yisrael living in it, or there's a Shomer, and the Jew has ownership of the wine, then it's going to be mutter. That's what Rashi says. So the Seifa is needed for the Reish. Or maybe Tom and Rashi over here in Sanach and the Days disagree. The Seifa is its own case. The Seifa is where he's raised Kabalti. And the Reish, where there's a Mafteach and a Choysum, that's where Rabbeinu Tom learned, and Rashi and Sanach on the Beis, then there's a new heter, even if the Jew doesn't own it. There's a new heter where it's in the public view, and the Jew has the lock and the key, it's going to be mutter. The Seifa is coming to say, even where the Jew doesn't have the lock and the key, but he's owning the wine, and it's in the Yishon Rabbi Yisrael, and people see it, then in that case it's going to be mutter, even without the Maftech and the Chayisim. So again, the Seifa and the Reisha, depending on how we learn the Reisha, this is all Rabbi Natam, and the Rishonim argue, the Rashba argues, there's one opinion that holds that if there's a yoitz of a nichnas, it's put there even without a lock and key. So let's say, think about it practically. You have wine in your house that doesn't have a chesun.
I was going to say that. Not so
simple. Not so simple that what?
That just a yoitz of a nichnas is sufficient to pick up your wine from the plate. There's a halacha l'maisa.
I'm saying, it's a halacha l'maisa, yeah.
That's a practical reality.
Right.
Yeah,
hold on, hold on. We're not talking about Maga. We're not talking about Maga. We're talking about the Yain itself.
We're talking about
not Maga. This is Stam Yena. This is all no, the guy.
No, that's what I'm saying. Rashash says this mission has nothing to do with Stam Yena. That's his password.
No, but he says it was his Yadua that it was not Nisnase.
No.
That's one terrace, but the... No, his problem is that the Stam Yena, but it doesn't seem like that. I hear you, but Koshib Shat, the mission has nothing to do with Stam Yena. That's the Rashash's Kasha. That's the Rashash's Kasha. Rashash Nisa. Why not? But there's not. This is the regular question of Rashash Nisa. That was more yesterday. No, but I was saying the Mokum potentially be Mekum. We're not really Mekum, but the Mokum to be Mekum would be there's no Maftech Chayson, right? Whatever, it's in your house, and there's no Maftei HaChayisim. Are you allowed to be Maker when there's no Maftei HaChayisim? It's not locked away. It's sitting on your dining room table. So here, according to one opinion in the Rishonim, right, it belongs to Yid. So there's no Stam Yid.
In the Jewish Rishus.
That's us, yes. The way Rashi learns Rabbein Tam, it's not enough, really. Whatever. The way you read the Mishnah is going to be very relevant to that. And the Tosfos over here also, we'll maybe get back to it, he talks about the halakha of buying from a store. Really. He first wanted to asur the Beit Tam buying from a store. Because there's no mirsus over there. Then he says in the bottom, he says, V'tchilo ha'i reitz in Beit Tam reitz in lesor, oysan ha'yeda shekoinu t'kachav mi'yisro, malichan ha'yisam ha'mokam hazul ha'mokam ha'yoyker. He says the guy, they take the wine, they buy it from the Jew, kosher wine, in other words, kosher wine, and they want to sell it for more expensive, obviously, than what they bought it for. He says he wanted to answer that. He says even if they had it was sealed, that's not him. Atar yenish al kachavim. The year she pulled the kachavim also. After she yesh machteach v'chaisim. Is a machteach v'chaisim? It's still going to be a problem. He said maybe it could be v'chalak v'chaisim echad. But then he said v'achrei chay motz atam v'hatir. The dafku matar yenish al kachavim she lochle v'kachavim bekarmor v'leitorach bo. The yavi bekar l'zayim. He says this wine he just didn't trust. It's memela over there. I'll just grab it and be menasek. Fine. Avohacha, by the case of a store owner where he deals in wines, kibin shetereach kol kach shalekech eisim Yisrael, v'gamachdima chaisim misrechaisim, v'naisim liyistaker boy, he ships it, he pays for it, he has it in the store, he works hard to have it, then in that case, he's not going to come and be metareach and mezayach, pen yafsid torcha, and lose out on his business. Algeria. Is that England? So, he's not going to go through that whole business and end up losing out because people are going to see that he's going to end up being menasek for wine.
That's only if he gets caught.
He's worried he's going to get caught.
After all that investment of time and effort, he doesn't want any.
Doesn't want to take any risks.
Wants to sell the Moshe wine and the Jews.
Yeah, he's not going to take on any risks. So that's a bit of time. That's a bit of time at the store. I think David Monk, Shlita, maybe Tzeis from the Shalom, he asked this question yesterday. This is the Tzeis. So yeah, there's other reasons to be mad here, but that's the point to see how the Tzeis says. All right, let's see the Gemara. The Yir Shakul Abdi Ketavim Nami. Back to the Gemara. The Mishnah said that in a city that's open only inhabited by non-Jews, it's going to be also because he's not afraid. Right? The Gemara, what do you mean? Any city that doesn't have Jews still in it, still. But Ika Reichlin, Machzim Ba'ayarus. The Reichlin, the peddlers that sell jewelry, Rash Pesach says. Yusam. Yusam. Rapha got the Ghost Ezra, Lahosa, the Shi'iyabu, the Arganization, Israel. So you can stand up and if you dark them, Hoyoyagim Shan. Right, obviously they're not living in this. Well, we're talking about perfume sellers. It was a takana that they said, they should be perfume sellers, because otherwise the women would be miskanal by land. They wouldn't look nice or smell nice.
They look comfortable.
Yeah, right.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah, right, that's where it comes from, right? Yeah, that's right. What was that you were doing?
Hey, lady. Before your time.
Okay, that's...
I have a progression.
The postman. So Tyson says that it was only inhabited by Jews. It was only inhabited by Jews. But still, they to get to Lakewood, they had to stop and Perth Amboy or it's the name of the place on the way over there, Arthur Kill Road or something. Right. They had to stop off before, so in that place would be...
Tell them that it's going to be free from a Goyim.
What?
Tell them that it's going to be free from
a Goyim. Right. So the Goyim in that village would get afraid from the
Reichel,
who had to change his flat tire on the way to Lakewood. Tetavimichel, Slosberg, yeah, something like that. So Tosha says, if you darkam, how you open shum. So that's why they'd be afraid. So where Mars is invited, the guy would be, is interesting, yeah, I don't know. The guy would be miracist from such a person. I'm a Shmuel.
I just mentioned what you said about this guy of that name. I'm a, because the Lord is afraid of the nicest, so that kind of.
Right. Yeah, well, that's I just read the text. Yeah.
Oh, you have to see
it? Yeah, I was just reading. That's what I was just reading.
I didn't read it.
That's what I was reading. That's what he says, yeah. But for B'nai Yisrael, it's a special takana for B'nai Yisrael, even though the Gemara says
that... Now we're only a Jewish city.
Yeah, we're that's what I'm saying.
He's passing through to get to Lakewood.
We're just passing through.
Whatever.
That's what I said. You're very hard. But the Gemara says it's an unnis geruah because unfortunately the Reichland, once they intermingle with the Jewish women, then problems arose from like one Baba Dasha. We went last summer. Yeah.
Don't
we just have
it
in the know it's mine? Yeah, the storehouse of kosher wine. Yeah. Big sign on it?
Maybe
in a
house.
Yeah, the
campaign.
Okay. Kasha Pabai Sarula. Omar Shmuel. The year she ate. Oh, so the Gemara says no. We're talking about gated communities. Amr Shmuel Abir Shiyesh with the sign Bugriya. He doesn't pass, these aren't the cities that the Roslin pass through. It's a gated community. It's Beverly Hills. It's a place, Calabasas or something. Gated communities. So therefore you can't, go in there. There's no
Jews.
No Jews in the Amr Rav Yosef. V'chaloyim kirushas harabim domi. Joseph said, like we said before, it doesn't have to be necessarily just a rabbi. It's even of a window of a Jew that could see into the property of the non-Jew. That's also like a Rosh Hashanah rabbi. But Aspa, and the same thing with the garbage dump. It seems that the garbage dump would be frequented by people. They would stand on it. I don't know. They used to hang out on the garbage dump. The public open area. They would hang out there. They had their picnics. Yeah, that's that what it was? Is that
what it was? They put it in the back of the dump truck.
Is that what it is?
People would relieve themselves from the top of the dump.
Ah, okay. Right. Okay, very good. Good. Very nice. I just love it. Man, it's cold. Person. Very good. But Ashby Christian said you're being the gosh in the Sugi first. Yeah. So that's it. Yes. Good. Yeah. Okay. So that's also a Shusar Rabbin because people frequent it and they might look at the guy and they'll probably be missed. The Dikla, and the same thing with the Deko. The Deko, a high tree that had fruits on it, so people would go up there. It was just a rabbin dummy. Now the question would be, psik reishi. Let's say the top of the palm tree was 7, so there's no fruits. Psik reishi deledichale. Right? The top of the tree had no fruits on it, and therefore, the people don't really go up the tree anymore because they're not going to pick the fruits.
That's what I mean.
Oh, pligi barav, very good. Pligi barav achar ravina chad osar. Chad said it's osar. One says osar because there's no mirsus anymore. No Jews climbing up the tree. But chad shari, one says it's mutter. Man the osar, lovelay the solakas. And one says it's osar. The guy's not afraid because why would someone go up there? Well, man the shari, the one holds it's permitted. Zimach, the obdele behemo, the sochim of asarov. Yeah, you might use it as point lookout.
It's not enough of an ear to hear in Israel. It has to be another reason besides the ear. It has to be a reason that this ear could see into his door. That's two criteria.
Right, so meaning it has to be.
Unless it's going the other way around. Even if it's guy, if the ear is able to see.
Yeah. That's what it has to be.
Is that what you're saying? Is this either or? Yeah, is it both?
Actually, yes, what are we explaining over here? You buy pesuch chotzer, chalim pesuch shochotzer, chalim nevos vayis. The man pesuch is from Loshen Acher. Chalim she Yisrael pesuch connected pesach habayis. It's two shoynis and Rashi, yeah.
But this whole gemara is going to be issues when
it comes. Has to be that he's able to see.
Even by issue when it comes, what the yid that lived there in the window of that.
It's not totally Michelin as well. Yeah. It's good point. Yeah. Is it either or is it both? Because otherwise it's typically that the Yisrael lives over there, so yeah. Alright, good. Don't have an answer.
How does it
find the
deck in the
decision?
Very complicated.
Yeah. Alright. Tanarabot is also very hard to climb a deck of. There's no foothold
there. Exactly. Yeah, of course.
You gotta be.
Don't keep pulling on it.
It's a good question. In those days, they weren't so prone. They were more strangled.
Yeah.
Tanarabot. Echad alikeh. Echad asloy chabayet. Yeah, very ugly. You should write a, Jonathan, write a simple title on this Indian and say it over. If you see him. Speak like last week, say it over. They're good. With the book, the joke book. Someone who buys or rents a place, a house, in the chatzar of a goy, and he fills it up with wine. So he owns the wine and he has the house. The Yisrael dar ba'is the chatzar, and the Yisrael lives in that chatzar. Mutter. It's mutter. Even though in Machtech and Lachaisim, he doesn't have a lock and key. And again, this goes all the way back. This is Rabbein Tam, Rabbein Tam's Raya. This is the whole flip. We don't have time to go into this that much. Let's just read the Pashup Shadi. I'm running out of time. So if he has, even if he doesn't have the lock and the key, if he has a property in the guy's yard, or he has a house there in the yard. So then the rule is it's mutter, even though he doesn't have access, or he does have access and it's open to everyone, because this guy is mirsens from the Jew who has a living quarter.
Neighbors.
He lives in there. Yeah. However, b'chatzar acheris, let's say the Jew, Rashi says, he's sold out, b'chatzar acheris, then... then it's going to be qualifying that halacha. If he lives in another chatzar, so then it's going to be mutter because he has the key. Okay. Let's say the case of our Mishnah. Then it's mutter. And there again, it has to be where aftech chayshin is biyadai. And in this case also, it's totally in the Rabbeinu Tam is going to learn, it also has to be that the Yisrael was said his kabalti as well. In this case, that's totally again Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. He said to the Tana, you should learn, then it's mutter. In a case where it's dar b'aisa chatzar, the Yisrael was dar b'aisa chatzar, then over there, it's mutter, even if he doesn't have the lock and the key. And it's the key to it.
He's yet to the
mitzvah. Yeah, he has to live it. Yeah, he would be yet to the mitzvah. B'chatzar acharis is usher, afal pishim aftech b'chatzim b'yodah. But if he lives in another chatzar, then it's usher, this is how you should read it, even though he has the key, did Rav Meir. Those are the words of Rav Meir. And then the Chachamim say, it's usher until you have a shomer or someone who's appointed to come at certain times to look at it. Now what are we talking? What are these Chachamim saying? Chachamim Ahai. Which case are the Chachamim coming to give their qualification?
What do they say? Some gets to give the all the time?
A shomer. They need a shomer. Special person walking. Mashkiach. And the question is, what's the case that you require such a thing? Elay ma seifa. You're going to say, it's talking about the case of the seifa, Elay ma seifa, tarakama nami, mesar, kaoser. If it's going on the last case, which is the case of Rab Meir, what do you mean? The mayor says, it's usher also. And the Chachamim say, you need to have a shomer. That's Rav Meir's opinion. The mayor's opinion also says it's usher. So we can't be talking about that. The Ela Aresha the Sefer. It's going back on the Resha the Sefer. Rashi says, Yain Shlev Techavim, Bershusa Techavim, Yisrael Dar Ba'isa Chatzar, the Kamarab Meir Mutter, Behushan Aftech and Chaisim Biyadai, Ba'asa Rabbana on the Mishnah. In that case, where the Rameyah says it's mutter, in a case where you had maftech, afapishay maftech, chayshin biyodin, mutter, if the Yisrael's darba is a chotzer, then it's mutter even without maftech chayshin. And then that the Chachamim say, no, it's also, you need to have a shoyman. You need to have a shoyman. Yisrael being darba is a chotzer is not enough. You need to have a shoyman. Well, come to Rabbi Yechon Natan, it's the afapishay maftech chayshin biyodin. Rabbi Yochanan had come along and said that you can't say it's usher with a mafteach and a chayshim, even without a, sorry, you can't say that it's mutter only with a mafteach and a chayshim. He had to change the gears, Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, you don't even need a mafteach and a chayshim. Meaning what? Meaning, you see, Rabbi Yochanan was trying to find ways, the fact that Yisrael's dar ba'is a chatzar, Rabbi Yochanan was trying to find ways to understand why it's going to be that he's trying to, you know, as he says, there's a reason to be mutter just by virtue of Yisrael being dar ba'isa chotzer. And he was trying to say, Rabbi Yochanan, that you need less for it to be mutter. You don't need a mafteach chayshim. Now what? The Chacham are coming to say, in that case, it's usher? Rabbi Yochanan was coming to say quite the opposite. Why should you try to find a reason that's usher? He was saying it could be even more makel than the girsa. So it's not mistaver, Rashi says, not mistaver that the Chacham would be arguing on that if Rabbi Yochanan was coming to say that you should be even more makel. That wouldn't make sense. So what case are they arguing on again? Bela sefer the ratio. It's going on the safe of the ratio. The ka'omer tanakam b'luchatzar acheres mutter who shemafteach lechayisim biyadoi. The safe of the ratio was where the Yisrael was living b'luchatzar acheres, and the tanakam held that it's mutter as long as he has the key. And then if the chachamim in that case again it's chatzar acheres. Even if you have the key, in that case, with the key, they hold that you're still going to be also until you actually have a shaymer, specifically appointed. No, because well, he was not right. He was always a husband.
You think it's more that's a crazy shula copy that comes from a chata acher.
Yeah, Vietnam was just saying there's no reason to be machmir, so you have to come along and say you don't have the lock. No, chasar charet, that's a reason for him to be that is a reason to be machmir.
It is?
Yeah, because he swallows in a different chatzar.
Right.
So it's less of a mirsus.
It's less
of a mirsus, because he's in a different property.
Personal way of
mirsus. Yeah, I think you have it the opposite. Yeah, I think you said the mirsus. Yeah. So what's the other thing they say? You have to have a mashkiach that comes at a specific time. Correctly, tomorrow. Mamun abol kitzin, we will see. What do you mean? You know when he's coming. You know at 5:30 in the morning, Rabbi Erlich comes to check the store. So at that point in time, hide the right. You know when the DOH comes. Very good. So that's not a good thing. Ella, meaning it's worse if you do that. Ella ad shiyave mamuna she'ina bo kitzin. No, yeah. Change it around. Okay. Yeah, right. Let's have it. My grandfather, this is Alpert, that's all. My father quotes him to say that whenever you have a back and forth in the Gemara, and the Gemara seems to say what you just said is a complete mistake, retract it. Say a different girsa. He says, don't think that the Hamamina was just, there was a reason for it. There was always, Hamamina is always a Hamamina. And you have to try to understand, and you learned when he wrote his sefer on the Raivan above Metzia, you see he has his Mahalot there, Kermit the Raivan, he always tries to find reasons for the Hamaminas. But that's to your point, really, what is the Hamamina there? And it has to, everything that the Gemara records is a reason for it. It's not just willy-nilly. I don't know if we have time for that. We're already working on the Maskonis, but if you have some extra time on your hands, try to understand the Havamina's also.
It's safe for Havamina. It really should.
Safe for Havamina.
No,
Rebach David, you should write a safer. Safe for Havamina. Yeah. There's a safer on where your payas are. It's 600 pages. You should write a safer on the Habamina.
Sorry,
Habamina.
Yeah. It was a very good thought.
Good. All right.
Tell Jonathan.
I have a
Habamina.
You're right.
Yeah, exactly. Jonathan, all your Talmidim. It's a puzzling statement, Rav Shimon ben Elazar. We're going to now explain what he's saying. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, when he said that all of the property of non-Jews is considered one rishus, was it coming to be mekel or was it coming to be mafmir? Rav Yehuda Amar, we'll see in a second. Rav Yehuda Amar is the iri lahakel, but mafmir Amar is the iri lahakmir. Okay, Machlekes, what does the Iri held? Rabbi Yehuda says the Iri held that he was being Mekel, and Machlekes' name is Iri, he said he was coming to be Machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ziri Lahakil, he was coming to be Mekel, Vahatakama. This is what it's saying, Vahatakama Tanakama. Tanakama said, Kishem Shu Bishusai Osir, Kash Bishusai Bishusai Asher Nami Osir. Just like here we're introducing a new case, if, like we just said, without all the conditions that would make it be mutter, if the wine is in the reshus of the goy, the rule is that it's awesome. Now let's say the goy puts this wine that the Jew produced in another goy's property. In that case, is there a problem or not? Is there going to be a problem or not? So the Tanakhama held that in that case it's going to be awesome. Why? The chashinan legoyulin, our good old goyulin, where they exchange favors, Goymel Chesed. Why? What's going to happen? So we have Bartholomew and Jim. And Christopher. Okay. Christopher and Bartholomew. Bartholomew had Shlomi produced wine in Bartholomew's Rishus, and Bartholomew, who still owns the wine, has Christopher take possession of keeping, safekeeping this wine. So now we know that apparently we know that Christopher is not going to touch the wine. It's not his, so he's not going to do anything. The question is, will Christopher now allow Bartholomew to come into his house and touch the wine or not? Because it's not the rishus of Bartholomew anymore. So will he allow such a thing, or is there a mitzvah or not? So the Tanakhama holds that there is a problem, because Christopher is going to allow Bartholomew to touch the wine, because at the end, when Christopher has his wine, Bartholomew is going to let Christopher. Bartholomew is going to do safekeeping on Christopher's wine, and he's going to let Christopher in. A beautiful, wonderful partnership, and therefore the Tanakhama holds that even if it's by someone else's rishus, it's usher. Hashin and Lagoyman, to which Rabbi Elazar and Shimon Elazar Oimer, he replies, Bamed Ramur Beshusa. Have a Beshusa to Kachav and Akher, Mutter, Beloy Hashin and Lagoyman. He also, you don't worry about such a thing. If it's in another guy's property, he's not going to touch it. He's not going to let Bartholomew come in and touch it. His job is to be safe keeping the wine. He's not going to let him just come in and touch the wine.
And it's a
Bitvia. So if Shimon Elazar is going to stay in Bitvia, it's a call, that's shot number one. The other opinion was Rabbi Yehud Nachman Amar Zeivi LaHafmir VaAlchi Tomer Tama Kama. Lamed Rama when Beshusa the Kachav Ma'achir Mutter VeLoy Chayshil LaGoyim. And then Shimon Lo Zoyim the opposite. Kol Beshus the Kachav Ma'achasi. It's all one Beshus, and we're worried about Goyim. Tanya Kavosi Nachman Amar Zeivi LaHafmir. We have a riot like this because it says Amar Shimon Lo Zoyim Kol Beshus the Kachav Ma'achasi Mitnei Ramoyim. We see Shimon Lo Zoyim holds because of the Ramoyim, because of the Goyim. It's all considered one rishus, and therefore we have a riot to that opinion. Story here, the Beit Parzik Rufilo, there was a story with the house of Parzik, the viceroy. He was one of the officers of the king. He had the wine that was produced by Yisrael, and normally it would be usher, but he put it by another, his sharecropper. He gave it to his sharecropper for safekeeping. The Rabbanim said, maybe, when are we worried about favors being traded back and forth? That's what only two equal Jews, or not Jews, Bartholomew and Christopher, they might do favors, exchange favors. But over here, Kivan Darise, who's he doing it? He's giving it to his sharecropper. The sharecropper won't return a favor, and when he's gonna ask for the Beit Parzik Rufilo to safe keep his wine, he's going to return a favor at that instance. No, he's not going to ask Beit Parzik Rufilo to watch over his wine. That's a chutzpah.
But he's going to say no.
No, he's going to say no. So that's
he's going to allow it.
Oh, so that's net. Oh, okay. That's
you can support him, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Mr. Trump, you can't.
100. Okay, good. That's what Rav is going to say. Very good. But at this point, exchanging favors. No, they're not on equal footing. That's what they thought to say. Even if you're not worried about favors. That's the only way he's me. Sorry. He's not worried. He's not afraid. But over here, everyone's afraid of the viceroy. If he's gonna let him in. And people are going to see, what are you allowing someone else into your property to touch a Jew's wine that's specifically meant for him, not owned by him, but meant for him? You're safekeeping it. He's going to be worried about such a thing. No, he's going to be blamed. He's going to say, listen, he had to come in. He had to use the bathroom. I don't know. It's nice. Because he's going to try to find reasons. He's going to try to find schosim to explain why Beit Parzik Rufilo was allowed into his property. Let's just finish the parak here. Ahu Karko, Rabbi Yosef Bey, Hamu the Yisrael, there was a city, Krach, that had the Hamu of Yisrael in it. Eshtachas HaBikosav and Davikoy Beni Dami. Uh-oh. They found a non-Jew who was hiding in the barrel. You know, hide and seek in the barrel. What? He was among the
guys.
So here also, Amar Rava, Nifas Lo Kaganeh, Amar Roshari. If he would touch the wine, he would be viewed as a Ganeh. Rashi says, what does this mean? If Nifas Lo Kaganeh, Im Oder Chachavim Chalosh, wie gesagt, Im Oder Chachavim Chalosh, he's a Nebbi. Yeh Shem is straight to year alone. And he's worried about the police. Then Yisu, and again, this is what the Ganon, so then Chamashtori Rashi says, Bishtiyah. He's afraid to touch it. But you are also Rafa no, the Vale no God. But if not, he's for sure going to talk. This again also, again, the cleaning lady also similar. There are Mirsas, he's familiar, right? So, so how do you walk on Yishmael? I just want to mention one thing, if it doesn't mind quickly. Maybe we're not going to get into the Rabbah.
You said the kind
of
you should
play up to my
Shanissa.
Thank you very much.
You did a great job.
You really suffered a lot of abuse, and it was an excellent day.
About the rest of the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
You drive it over
a long day.
I think so. No. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I wanted to thank, you know what, while we're at it, I wanted to thank the Oilam for listening to me, giving me the source, the opportunity. I think I gained more from it than anyone else over here.
You're not here tomorrow?
I'm going to be here tomorrow, but we're doing it now. But I also want to ask Michiel if I ever was put anyone down or did anything or didn't listen properly. It's a little bit of a tough job. A very tough job.
There
are people in this room. A lot of smart people over here. A lot of smart people, a lot of people that I probably didn't understand fully what they were saying, and I may have made it sound like that, and disproved it. Anyways, all right. But we'll continue the goodbye tomorrow, Mr. Shed. But I wanted to say one. Okay, fine. We'll finish tomorrow. Fine. What did you say, sorry?
Want to say something?
Yeah. Well, it's dominating time.
Late.
Thank you all for attending. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.